on hits 103.9 FM. And then, and come on, you would, you know, and what do kaka? Today's conversation is
quite interesting.
It's quite deeper. Now, Father's Day was just on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
To some people, the word father means hero. Hero! That's my hero! My biggest cheerleader. A great one. To some people, the word father or papa brings pain, confusion, worry, disappointment, etc. How do you see your dad? Do you see him as a hero? Do you think he's a disappointment? Do you think he's up to no good? What's your story? Today I want it to be nicer. If you want to free your mind, but with no insults. You can send me a voice note of how you feel, how your father, either dead or alive, that one thing you remember so good about him that you wish to share. To some people, you mention, oh, papa, and your back hand is a hair crash, wow, on wow, mu cranke, wow, or cock. Remember, papa, me, or no, what yas, you know, dear, no, yeah, mammy, no. Some people don't even want to hear their father's names, they don't want to hear. Because nipa papa pam no kra frifie due to nin ceremony bi e bi kra ye but onka sa die bi o ye ma ne papa yi ni free ni nchen onka papa bi so onu ma odidi no o hwe kra ne ma o wonwene kra he doesn't care sa ni ma be didi o so mo be hwe o so mbe ye din o he doesn't care. Papa bi su owa ni mani di ya wona. There are some fathers. They break their backs just to make it work. Some fathers are mothers. Some fathers at the same time. Omu ya abatai. There are some fathers. Hey, chale mi banche. Me, I keep telling people, my biggest orgasm is when I pay my children's school fees. Because the feeling is so good, like, radimida se metuye. Afia drobi anka dem. I don't know how you, as a father, you feel. Now, as much as we talk about fathers, let's also have a reflection of us as a people or as children. Do we do good? I'm going to tell you a story today about a friend, an experience I had with a friend and his father, and where it led to. Listeners, 054-884-1039. That is the WhatsApp number. You can also send me a voice note via WhatsApp, and I'll play the voice note on air. Now, check this. Fathers are great. Fathers are good. And so, me feel that sometimes, kremu boni amie hun kremu papa. Nti obi on ma ne de anye to fu so obi a de anye. Folks, it's the afternoon ride with Andy Dusty. Hey folks, we're ready. We're about to talk. We're also live on TikTok at Mr. Andy Dusty. Get on TikTok. Send me your messages there or leave your comments and I'll read on air. Folks, also live on Facebook at Andy Dusty GH. Leave your comments and I'll read them. Stay on. Papa, say we did the idea to you. Now and then pray. Hope you feel back. Hey, Papa, say we did the idea to you. Now and then pray. Hope you feel back. And when you need your hand, Papa just so shall I miss it if you are out here to and when you see only penny and me a wire the so would you give me tata and you never young woman every Sabbath I know evening my okay. AJ.
Yes, sir.
Let me check with the on TikTok.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ernest, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm well by grace. Mm. Just that I'm getting all emotional.
You get all emotional?
Yeah.
Mm. Aden.
Oh, I love the topic.
I like how you started the topic. You know, everybody and their experiences with their fathers and stuff. And over the years, fathers have complained that when it comes to mothers, even their president posted, "Cry." That if you check what Mama Lordina got for Mother's Day and what he got, it was just, you know, an interesting moment. But I know he's incredible. And I saw his flowers too. It was pretty funny, but a lot
the
of
president had stuff.
Yeah, but his flowers were small. But if you compare what Mama Lordina got and what he got, the difference is huge. And, you know, a lot of fathers over the years have spoken about how Mother's Day is publicized. Even comedians have talked about how Father's Day, fathers who get boxes and singlets and things and nothing else. Mothers who get, you know, spa treatment and things. But the question,
I mean, Father's Day, what did I get?
Uh-huh. Did they do cards for you?
No, unfortunately, but they called me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I had dinner.
With the kids?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
Right.
Wow. I want to know about the dinner, but I'm going to ask you after the show.
I was taking... a loved one took me to dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
One of your cheering.
I said the loved one took me to dinner.
It's very ambiguous.
Hey, hello, it's okay, it could it's be okay. It could be my daughter. It could be my son. I mean,
yeah.
Shed did nine
for Father's
Day. No, ask
day.
Him.
Shed took you Shed to dinner.
You, yes.
Shed took you to
Shed
dinner.
Took me to
Shed
dinner.
Took you to dinner.
No.
Hey.
Shed. I don't get your emphasis. Shed. No, I don't get it.
If you do, I will mention your full government's name right now.
Bubble fight.
I like it when I direct it now. Good to see you, my brother. Thank you for checking up on me yesterday.
Sure, I did call today too, but you missed.
Yeah, I missed it. I saw it later.
Why were you calling her?
Because he missed me. You're checking up on me.
Hey, as if for hi, DJ Melvin. I see you on TikTok, DJ Melvin. Musically yours. Who else is here? Ni Okojani. Adirula says, "Yo, my brother. Good afternoon to you. It's been a long time. Fathers are heroes." Role models. New Okojani, maximum respect to you. Stanley, I'm called Samuel Kwatin, watching from Sagna Enterprise. Welcome, sir. Okay, these are TikTok comments. DJ Nap, say good afternoon. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. I'm very well. Okay, what?
The cold, it got my ears all frozen.
Hey!
The air conditioning.
Daniel, how are you?
I get cold easily.
You are too.
That's why I hate air conditioning. Yeah.
Duvet babies.
Yes, me.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's have this conversation.
Welcome. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great, you know.
What did you do on Father's Day?
Like, what was I giving to her? What did I do?
But you're
table
for this.
No,
what was the question?
What did I do?
So what else are you asking?
Okay, so I was in a position where I was celebrated.
You are in a position
where I was celebrated.
Which of the positions?
So I gave myself the chance to be celebrated. That is what I did.
With a position?
No. I was in a position.
You said you were in a position.
Where I was.
Where you were, you were celebrated. Then he said you gave yourself the chance. You no, allowed
to retreat the statements by changing what he
no.
said.
No. So position number seven, who position?
What? Number six.
Eh?
Number six.
Tell me, it was a position be a friend number six. So wait a minute.
Number six, babe.
No, I'm trying. Is it the sixth sign or is it like?
What did you eat, baby?
What did you eat today?
Jollof with
What did they? Did they put lagasi inside or something?
Ah.
Because position and
then. Put the jaja.
Yeah, boy. I miss it.
That's very unfortunate.
That's what we are speaking Ghan. And talking about chewing gum.
And yes, Ernest, what did you do on Father's Day? Come back on Valentine's Day.
I was asleep.
You slept the whole day.
Yeah.
Me and my dad the whole day.
Yes, I was tired. I was so tired since they started the World Cup because I've been watching the late matches. And you come to work, you know, in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I was tired. I remember I was invited for a program, but I couldn't go.
Mm.
Yeah, Father's Day program. I couldn't go because I was so tired. I decided to rest because we will start work on Monday as usual. So the little time that you have to rest. And I rested alone. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Why did you add that part?
For emphasis.
No, because I know that somebody might ask that question.
Yeah.
So I just want to
clear. I hear somebody. No. Yeah. Somebody go and hear somebody.
Yeah, no.
Hey, what did you do on Father's Day?
I had a class. School's reopened, so I had a class online.
Away.
What's it?
Away.
At home.
Uh huh.
So I was online. I couldn't go to church because it rained. And then we had breakfast, and me and the kids, we hanged out. And that was it.
You hung out?
Yeah, in the house.
Okay.
We like rain, so when it's raining, we're in the house. Either we're playing Uno or talking or watching movies.
You guys play Uno?
Yeah.
Charlie, that a bee.
Uno.
My children have tried to teach me, but me there. Uno.
Uno, it can make you cry.
Wow.
Okay.
Pick four. Pick this. Yeah.
It looks like fathers are not they are not well celebrated each year. Pencil student, come. Bridash, come. All of you. Shall I need you guys? Come, Macho Man, come. I need all of you.
He's calling you.
Yes.
He's trying to make an excuse.
Macho. No, no, no. Come. Have you spoken on radio before?
Macho man.
Let me give you an opportunity. Come. What are you, bruh? Same way. I told Kwesi Chuma, I told Kwesi, have you spoken on radio before? I said, because I wanted him to... Nat, sit down. How did you celebrate Father's Day?
Hey, I went to church as usual. I was at church and we celebrated the Father's Day. My dad too, I gave him a call. Since I'm not with him, I gave him a call and I wished him and prayed for him. Aww. But at church too,
we You prayed for your dad?
Yes.
What did you tell him? What was the prayer?
Well, speedy recovery to him.
Okay, he's not feeling well.
Yes.
Okay.
And in church
too. Speedy recovery prayer?
Yes, it is. On that particular day, it is a very great, a good prayer that...
Speedy recovery, yes, and then a prayer.
Because it depends on the particular illness that we want him to recover from too. Yes. Right. And at church too, you know, we celebrated at church as officers of the church too, you know.
Pentecost for...
Yeah, he's
your
Fufuka Krana.
Yes. Pentecost for... Apostle for... Oh,
Well, it was a fun time to be in the Church of God, because people may not even want to come to church since it's a Sunday.
And it was
but
raining.
We come to church. Yeah, it was also raining. Yeah. So we come to church, we pray, and after everything, we celebrate. We come together, pound the fufu. And the annoying part was that the women were even taking the fufu more than the men. It goes to say we had to pause them and say, the food is for the men, so the women should wait.
Same way Adum FM, Siomu here fufu party. And there was this lady that used to call on my show on Adum. So I invited her. Oh, when you come, try and look for me. We will eat together. I'll eat with you. My usual stuff on radio. I thought to make her I'm good. Truly, she came.
Sure.
And she looked for me.
I mean,
she came with her asanka. She came really prepared. She was beautiful.
Aww.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful girl. Chalunguni na esi for ma.
The name too.
Hey! Beautiful girl. Her color. And an inima angasa.
Fine girl.
Chale. Na me fabe bi ageli su dimechi.
Now there.
Oh!
10 of us.
I sent it. Then it was time for us to be served. Daddy, don't worry, Mako Kwaja Asankano, or need the SEO no Koyika Krakabi. No, Jifu, phone, you come me, Nunibino.
Oh,
Charlie, on me.
Bako, ma.
Oh, Jenny, me, and Oje Bai. No, the BCO. Or Tanasia, no, ye number, Korea. And me, if I'm about to eat with you, Uyi number.
No, like,
Charlie.
I feel like that's you.
If you be money at it, like such people, maybe I need be sure or tell you I knew I was all in them. Okay. But he meets back. Brandy, did you say, oh, Medidi? I think I had a call. Then the lady started eating. Chalini quantum wabaku pa. Chalini get the chat from my own. Chalini.
Heavy.
Huh? AJ, and in a quarter no more fire. Oh, no, bro. No, bro. I didn't groomer. Oh, try out home. I've been running out in Medi.
What's wrong?
Brandy, then why went so near? He did it, mommy.
You go talk to
I was shocked.
Why were you shocked that she's a foodie?
Jalegan, you can't talk more. Kakraka. Hey, catch your only as a hey.
Hey.
Before I had another call, before I could say Jack, now trauma back. Before they HM, you know, one side call. And she was still asking me to eat. So did the. But I know she didn't pay for something. Me and for four.
Hey,
no,
I was.
You were just shocked.
Like, Osai is smart. Just say, or killing the desire. I didn't know she didn't pay for four, sir. Just say, or kill you, desire.
Sean is breaking it down for you. Do an analysis.
Charlie, to the DVN. Brandy, Brandy, from your number, I'm so mommy. Open me number. I want to inform you. Now, baby, me fee. Oh, but me, I'm to the young street.
Into where did he?
Nangawanga baby.
There be. I will look for my own and eat.
No.
First time I wish you be. What did you say? First time.
Sometimes it's good the person, you know. Gives.
No, give me. Why?
I think it's good the person shows you his real attitude at the very first time, so that you are not sort of misled.
And get to know. Think that everything is fine. But she assure you that she's a foodie. Maybe it's just food that she likes. The other food, she's not going to be like that.
No, Charlie.
She just lacks manners.
That's the point, Charlie.
And doesn't understand diplomacy.
Hey. You know what? Like, let's forget it. Like the fact that he's a celeb.
When a celeb, no.
Like on a normal note, who are wanting? We need bare made di. Charlie.
Ah. Okay. No, no, friend. Who not so here? Then you made di. No. You where you say you get job? Make you come job. On far who's out. There are some people who don't care about you like that.
Now, fufu, how much can you say? No, how much they need serious?
Oh no, that is the beautiful way to eat a fufu.
This one is a foodie. I've told you before.
How much can you say? No,
but who can you say? Now,
as a way.
Say no, say no.
And about 5 days,
no. But fufu is if you get it early in the morning.
You can say.
You see,
yeah.
One of them trying to say, "Na air time." No, no air time.
No, who trying to say? I saw your
money. I said, "The Caesars." Oh, they've been yes.
Okay, we're going to call the main topic in this one. You jam one. Fufu, come on, you be there. If you are to share, not let me start. If you are to share anything about your dad, who is he? Was he or since he's alive? Is he the kind of dad that will punish you and still love you, then father some or maza? Me father opa di opa bi aye and yama sem.
Well, my dad was a very straight person, but I didn't enjoy much of that straightness because of once again the illness that came in.
Okay.
But my brothers got to experience that, and when it got to the part that he had to show me that part, that side of him, he got ill. So my elder brother took up that particular responsibility, and then now he sort of acted as my dad.
Okay.
And he ensured that whatever my dad made him go through, he stood in for us as a dad.
Okay.
And he did everything possible. So I believe that if not because he was ill, I would also experience that particular side of him. And I believe if every dad did that for their children, they would also grow up to become responsible citizens in the society.
Okay. Shad, let me come to you. What about you?
Okay, so, you know how we guns, grandfathers raise their kids. My dad is one of the... He's extremely strict, you know. And there's one thing I remember my dad for. We never owed school fees. I was never sacked from school fees. The only day I was sacked from school fees, I spent it. He gave it to me.
Hey, and so I never call me nobody. No,
my
dad me school fees.
And no problem the bobusia. My dad for be my the boy bobusia. So that is, and today that is what has kept me going. Mm-hmm. I make sure that my kids should never be sacked from school fees because that is what I saw. So apart from the fact that for once from primary to SHS and uni, for once I was only sacked in SHS because I spent my fees. So my dad has been really good. But there is something I'll talk about later. That is after you go into, you know, my boss Edukumi and AJ. Yeah.
Okay, Ernest.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Were you not paying attention?
I was.
He wants you to be specific. No. So he doesn't say
I want you to be specific.
Who
is your father?
Okay. How has your dad been? How do you describe him? Who's your dad?
Okay.
Okay. What sort of father is he?
Okay. I never had the opportunity to stay with him before.
Okay.
Yeah. He went to Germany when we were young.
Okay.
Yeah, very young. I think I was about I was about 4 years when he left. But a few times that he visited, you know, you could see that he was that strict. He doesn't take excuses. He wants results. You don't give him excuses when he's expecting results. If you are asked to do something and you know there is a reason why you can't do it, you have to tell him upfront. You don't wait, and the time that he expects that you are done with whatever you are asked to do, you come and give reasons why you couldn't do it. For that one, Ubidiaba, he will always tell you that if you have any reason, let me know upfront. Not when I'm expecting results. You can't flip the two. Results are results. Duties are duties. Excuses are excuses. Explanations are explanations. You cannot mix them. That is one of the things I've lived with, and I am always very appreciative for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
How were you punished?
Punished. I remember he punished me only once. Yeah. Because he was not here. He was not here. Because I remember there was an exams and I was the fifth in the class, and he got angry that he doesn't understand why somebody should be first and I should be fifth whilst we all pay school fees. He believes that I'm very intelligent and I was not paying attention. I'll grow many so. I remember he caned me in my palm, and you know, I had some cuts. Even though I had the cuts, I ate fufu with it. That one, I can never forget.
Yeah,
that.
Fufu.
Yeah, I ate fufu with it. And I remember when my mom came with spoon. Yeah. What are you training? Fakotuho. Obedia uni. Uni amanen, sorry.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. For that punishment, that is the one I can recall. Mm. And it was vivid. It still rings in my bell. Like.
And, you know, like when you spoke about the examination part, you know, like earlier, me, if I'm going for our day, I come and eat my wade food after bringing my report card home. So if you come home and you are not part of the first, second, third, make sure you should know our wade for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know, automatically I have to be the first.
So that is the punishment I can recall.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
AJ.
Yeah.
Tell me about your dad.
How do I say? My dad is the cool type. Cool dad. You. He behaves like you, dresses like you. I used to call him original gangster. He calls me BB.
Hey. Hey, you had a very fine relationship with your dad then.
He wasn't around much because his work made him travel a lot. So he was around when he possibly can. He was working with security services, so he traveled a lot. But he's dope. Like, you know, how do I put it? Some of you allowed me to listen to DMX and those things. If I, you know, I like music. I got that from him. He listened to all genres of music. He would let you explore. He allowed punishment was conversations.
Mm.
Yeah, he wasn't so hard on me. But sometimes he can be, you know, when he's a little upset with you, you don't see him get angry. His anger doesn't, it doesn't show it. Like, you know, he talks about it. Sometimes he might say something that might hurt you, but more like he's throwing something at you or stuff like that. No, he was pretty cool. Like, yeah, loved music and liked to tell jokes and stuff like that. But most of the time, he wasn't always around. So that was cool, the times I got to spend with him.
How were you punished?
I was mostly punished by my mom. My dad was more of conversation. He would sit you down, make you feel bad for what you did, point it out. The blasting is more like, I blast you, I pamper. No, the pampering only, like, you know, I calm you down a bit. I try to understand your part, where you're coming from, blast you again. Then I get you again, then blast you. That's him. But, you know, the word that you would hate hearing from him is, I'm disappointed in you.
Hey, macho man, come.
Yeah. When he says that to you, he really means it. He doesn't say it like, you know, I'm disappointed in you or can't. You'd really feel that whatever you did, you know, you really didn't do a good job. But he's a great person.
Mm.
Yeah, he's just old and sick now, so.
I see.
He liked dancing.
My dad, he called himself a true disciplinarian. Teacher Nia. Osan Bible. There is something they used to call RK.
Religious knowledge.
Yes. Then it became BK or something like that.
Bible knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. I met Bible knowledge, yeah.
I met RME.
Me too, halfway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just a moral education. Yeah.
Or not, or your RK lecturer.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Look at you, I said, spare the rod.
Spoil
the child.
Very dark.
And call me by my home name, Amo. I say, oh, Pia.
Mm-hmm.
No, catch him and say, hey, young man, I'm going now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember his words so clearly, like, it's still ringing in my head. Young man, I'm going out. When I come back, you and me, we got to talk. When you can say, Penwom is here.
Yeah, in trouble.
I was so called Boro Suni Bituo in advance. Because Ubesu. He never spared me. Never. Never. At the point I felt like my dad
hated me. Yeah.
Because he would come back from town, park his car. All my sisters would go, Daddy, na me kwame ti odi. Here ready.
Papi abie.
It is a metiso or kwa. Meni agi. It was all kwa. And now, one ma. On one day, na akasa su oba u. And that mommy be akasa. Clean up papa demo no oba. And mommy, so you dare not question, say, yeah, or bada bang. I mean, it's so sad.
Wow.
You have to go and clean. It's either he's coming that day or the next day. So, but yeah, so, or more quiet port, or more cushion, and that's what Bobby do, Ghana. Okay. Then he comes home. One time, you go hear a movie, be. You hear a movie, nah, you hear a movie, nah, you hear a movie. I said, Nipan, but I had gone to the movie theater with my cousin. And my cousin, I said, Charlie, I said, Daddy, and everyone, I'm sure. It may turn your gatch and make us and say, ah, Charlie, I didn't answer that. I'm Paul. May turn your no call.
Because it's not
dodgy. Because it's not dodgy. Oh, no, call long time. No, no, it's just a no, who no. It's before me, I could get up.
Well, hurry up.
Old boy, see me already.
Oh, what did he do?
Oh dear,
you are jumping the gun.
It's me here fast, Kofi. Me feel some Madru feel into a buy. When I saw him at home, no question, night, Saturday, morning ahead. So, me that thing, hey, daddy, now over the bang. Hello, daddy, welcome. Dem ti anu.
Asem na eka.
Obi a ofie na wen. Oh, that na mo inside. Ay.
Who's
a chantro?
Happened to me before.
Yo, that was one hell of a night.
Yeah,
all night.
With beatings.
I swear.
Guy.
I swear.
No, 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 yeah.
Ay.
How old were you then?
I don't remember. Me, tell I chop beating chair.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Amo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, boy, na.
Oh. I find chemi kaka. Ah, no be a o. Master, you go fear. He instilled a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Look, my dad will call that time. Telephone. Send a mobile phone. New Year's. Telephone was true. In Tisebia Miko school. Yeah, me make it come at you. Chobia o fear no. But the very moment me fa phone nana mo o ba pass your person no kasa phone no enie a ma fa no telephone me saba me saba put yo
automatically
me saba ku damechi
no sure no
ha
o sure
no masai your dad you're talking about here man.
Well,
me, my... I'm KSH.
Someone's the father's.
I think the sons experienced that.
Yeah.
Yo! I'm a Kwame Solomon Harrison. I didn't know how I'm
Kwame.
Me, the person I still have that.
The man showed me some.
That fear for you. And my, is
biggest,
my mom.
My biggest punishment.
Yeah, I think the one I had the fear for.
My biggest Kumi punishment.
Right. Yeah. My mom. My mom.
After beatings, no. Then he'll give you a big book.
Read
it again. Now, after reading, summarize it and present it. On a very good day where you know go chop beating, you are given a big book to read, summarize it, present it.
That is the best of punishment.
You know more books I'm going to my dream.
Yeah.
Nana,
I think I've learned this.
So because they were punishments, I couldn't keep them.
Yes.
I was just reading.
But at least when you did it.
And no. Just read, summarize it, and because, and I felt like, where is the love? Because I could play. Trouble. Yes, trouble. And my other punishment, yeah, mommy, share TV.
That was the worst.
And he said, "Min petrobua." Say, I can go and use the turntables and the records. I can use the machine to play music. I won't play football. I'll finish my assignments quickly. If I have to clean, and then my better machine. When that was the only way I could play music. Now, one good thing he told my mom was that teach them how to operate the equipment. So he taught me how to operate them. He gave me a Bob Marley record, the vinyl. He gave me, there was one called Zap, an old band, an old school band. Then he dashed me a cassette from a musician called Andy Sherman. I'll never forget. So you play songs from ABBA, Percy Sledge, Bonnie M, Don Williams. Those were his favorite songs. Then he and my mom, they would dance to some Greek musician, be a friend, Nana Mouskouri. I was very young.
My mom told me about Nana Mouskouri.
They would be dancing to this. He'll play songs from James Last, Leo Sayer. I think my musical background, I give my dad all the
credit.
Because he had some wild collections. But you see, some fathers, how they treat their children. I said I was going to tell a story.
Yeah.
There was this young guy that used to come to me. He had a friend in Nase. Ashtown. Nase was handsome. Small boy. Were them beautiful boys, Nibi. Like, a beautiful boy. I'm trying to use a proper adjective. Yeah. Nice guy. Nase wouldn't go to school. Ubusan or see your family school fees. Okay, now send me the Miko school about. So I'll go to school. Right after school, Nase will come to me. H-I-T. Nase will come to me. Obabi Jejam and Chain. Sometimes we play songs and he could dance. Nase was a very good dancer. So one day he said, Minko Jano. And we went to Menshia, Otunfo's palace. And you see, Menshia, when you go there in Peninforno, there is this tree. They usually sit under the tree and play drought. An aspart, right? And some of them are sub chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you go there, and I'm paying for no more to tell. So I went there with Nase. And we got there, we greeted them. Hello, good afternoon, good afternoon. And Nase went to one of the men. He wore spectacles, I'll never forget. And he said, Mbabe Jiska Kotoediane. And the man said, earlier when he mentioned it, Papa Nemfi, you know. He said, Mbabe Jiska Kotoediane. So the man raised his head, saw him, went back to playing the game. Otunidami. And Nase started, it was like his voice was getting louder.
It was getting loud, okay.
Simbabe Jiska Kotoediane, Mbabe Jiska Kotoediane. Then the man said, the other man said, hey, when you saw the open penny 40, I don't know, only Papa Penny Munkas, I'm Papa Numbaba Jiska Kotoediane. Then the man said, Uber Jiska Kotoediane, me banu. He said, no, banu me, come to me, so I'm Skakotoediane, Mbabe Jiska Kotoediane.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing. And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing. Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing.
Honey. So he started going harder and harder. And the man wanted to hit him. Omo pata boy be pia. No. So I felt bad. I'm chin ko jan Samson. I say. Papa ko ayo muna ko jan ni nko kan we je na. But now ka uti the left. Now our body na mu da right. But ko ati uti afiso. Ha.
Would you even have the courage to
like me? Me papa no say me wo fufuo me ma me say wo fufuo me say me ngo eh dey me tell from papa mama. I didn't even man who know me tin footsteps at once one team over walk. Ha. Would dey like yo. And e be gidi for about 1 hour there. It was intense. Yeah. When we were leaving, I told him that, Nase, if you had mentioned to me that we're going to see your dad, and this was what you were going to do, I swear, I wouldn't have followed you. And for me, I think it will be prudent that you settle any score you have with your dad. Problem be who be settle it. And yes, I'll go and talk to your mom. Not knowing the mother had passed. Mm. And a papa no so a dog in the banner. All because Odinako school Nase had been truant. And Odinako Unko school no aboko de be our boko kobolo every day kobolo say into papa na bread. And what dog, you know. That is why when I was starting, I said that as much as some of the dads are not performing or making things right, I think we need to check on the children too. Yeah. Some of us, some of the problems need to be freeing. Yeah. Some of us, papa no be ending here. Nah. Do you remember I told you a story of a lady bia, my man left. She told me about her dad that used to molest her when she was younger.
Yeah.
Onwane papa slept with her until she grew older.
Yeah, I remember.
Wow. Yes. Ah, but I told the story here.
Maybe he was not here on that day.
Yes. Whoa. I wouldn't have known. If you recall, I told the story of some old girl, They're very good friends. So she was calling me while I was in the bathroom, and this lady, knowing that her friend was calling, she picked up to the phone near Bremi.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend, that's my girl, thought that we had something doing. She, me don't me for saw ni mani mahao. Till now, Papa no dano. Oh, kasa saw subai no.
Yeah, and you've told me about this thing.
Yeah. And this girl cried. She said, from Accra to, we were driving to Kumasi. I was going to Kumasi, and she said she was also going to Kumasi. I said, oh, I'll drive you. Come join me. And on the road, Osunsa. How come your own father, and I know there are a lot of people whose dads have maltreated or molested them. And they cry, they say, oh, man, I say, be the yachi wom. But the question is, how long will this continue? How long will it go on? People have done it over and over and over again, even to the extent of impregnating their own children.
Yeah.
And forcing them to have
abortions. And forcing them to have abortions because once they are caught, it may be incest.
Yeah.
Masa, as much as some of us near feel say omo tayeno, I think me, my father shaped me into becoming the man that I have become. Yeah. Because although my mother was a teacher, but if you realized, so be ani ni kunu nama, most of them omsuba ye pe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They think alike, they do stuff alike.
Yeah.
Ni kunu pe namfo a oba ani mpe. Ni kunu pe fufu oba ani pe. I say and nay things have changed.
Yeah.
But back in the day that was how it was. My father had just one friend, my mom had one friend. Obi amesrayen, obi ba besa na esa nipa we. Yes, ah. For me same, I have no friend, me obi amami fie, me nko bia. And that thing where fathers instill discipline in their children. Sometimes, even when it comes to punishment or punishing, has an adrenaline. Because minimum be on the wire.
Why for wire?
Why wire? Pa copper wire.
Yeah.
Yes. Oprah
yeah.
Won, you know. Yeah, and some others do. Yeah. Hey. Discipline. What sort of father did you have? Listeners, share your thoughts. If you can send me a voice note, I'll be grateful and I can play them. I'll play them on air. 054-884-1039. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say that, you see, some of the things that we believe that our fathers did that made Father's Day unpopular, we have the opportunity to rewrite the story and change the narrative. And we're hoping and praying that by some years to come, the story will be different. And Father's Day will gain the same attraction as Mother's Day. Because if we blame our fathers and we're now fathers, we have nobody to blame anymore.
Yeah.
We have ourselves to blame if the narrative does not change. Because the society will be reflecting on what we are doing now. And that will form the base for that narrative, whether good or bad. So it's an opportunity for us to correct the wrong that we think that we're done by some fathers. And yeah, when it comes to issues of this nature, I just try to stay away.
I agree with you because I think the millennials are the ones with children now.
Yeah.
And I think we all agree with the fact that because certain things we went through in the past, we don't want to do that anymore. So I see a lot of things. I know a gentleman who impregnated his girlfriend. She didn't want to have the child. She wanted to abort it. You know, say they were go to himself give the parents that I impregnated. She's pregnant. I impregnated it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard stories, but this one was someone that was close to me. He went told the truth and is taking care of his kid, and is very, very, very close with his kid. And I go to, you know, you go to school drop-offs and school programs, and you see how fathers, millennial fathers, are behaving and stuff. I realize that there's a change.
Yeah.
Single fathers doing their own thing. They know they're not with their mother anymore, but they are willing to co-parent and make sure they are present in their kid's life. And I think, like you said.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing. And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing. Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing.